Welcome to North Coast Conversation, a public service presentation of AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. I'm your host, Bruce Van Dyke. On today's North Coast Conversation, gardening with Charles Benke, Lorain County horticulturalist, and we've got Patrick Twining, who will tell us all about the Lorain County Fair. And now, this week's North Coast Conversation. We're joined once again by Charles Benke, Lorain County's horticulturalist, here to talk all things gardening and maybe tree trimming, or Mother Nature did a lot of tree trimming when that storm came through quite a bit. Talk a little bit about, I guess, treating those trees. What are you doing? How best to fix the branch that's been sort of pulled off, sheared off, broken off?
Okay, well, the branches that have been sort of twisted off in some cases, they may have broken if they're old and rotten, but if they were live branches, they were actually twisted off, and you can see where the twist kind of occurred. It's going to be important that you probably get a professional tree care company to come in to climb up in those trees. I hate to see people climbing in trees and falling out of trees because that's a big medical bill, but it should be the wound area should be cut off basically flush with the tree collar. There's actually a little area that sticks out no more than probably about on a large branch, probably no more than about a half an inch or so. And that cut should be made right in front of there so that you get the whole dead branch. Just don't leave a stub out there because it really will die back anyway. So get any injured branches. And I would highly suggest getting a arborist. You can look for arborists at a place called isa-arbor.com, which is the International Society of Arboriculture. And on that universal listing site, they list all the people that have ISA certification for really truly good tree care. Some people are fly-by-nighters. They don't know what they're doing. They'll get the tree down for you, but and be careful of that. Make sure that they have workman's comp. If they're working on your property, they should show you a copy of their workman's comp, or you can go to the Bureau of Workman's Comp and actually see their company and see if they have liability insurance for workman's comp, because you don't want to be paying for that if they should fall out of your tree. So that's something to consider.
So now I've seen a lot of more ornamental trees like there and
crab apples and,
yeah, larger tree lawn trees that seem to have the branches broken off of them. At least in my neighborhood, that's where a lot of the damage was done. At some point you have to figure out how far back you're cutting, and if it stripped part of the bark, sometimes it twisted off and pulled some bark, you kind of have to trim as much and then just hope it heals. Right,
yeah, and make that cut into good healthy wood. It's not so necessary to put on any so-called pruning paint on those. It's better just to leave it open. It will, in time, what it will do is called callus over. It'll form a little donut over it. Right. But it takes several years for that to occur. Also, any just small torn branches and any internal branches that might be twisted, you know, look out of place, do a little pruning of those now. That won't be a problem. If you have other larger trees, though, and they'll be able to do this into the future, have them perhaps pruned out so they allow for better airflow through them. Some trees are so thick inside that they don't allow a force of wind to come through them very well, and thus branches break very easily, or the whole tree goes
right over. So a lot of times trees survive because they kind of, as they say, bend with the wind, right?
Yes.
And they kind of just flex, and it's not a case of where they're too rigid for that. So people are going to, you know, and you see some of those big trees that fall and they take a good chunk of the soil with them, and you're like, how is this even hold? The roots don't seem to be as big into the ground as you sometimes imagine them to be.
Yeah, some trees don't seem to have rooted downward, or if you look real careful, you might have found out that they have rotted in some cases. A lot of trees, if you really look at, kind of watch what's been done on TV, but take a look at them. I was looking today when I was coming over here. A lot of branches are actually rotted. Even the trunks of the trees have internal rot. Somebody should have been evaluating these trees. That's why you want to have a professional tree company come out and evaluate if you a tree. If you have really a prized tree, especially one that's facing your house with a, you know, either a west or a north wind, you want to have that evaluated, because if it goes over on your house, that's an expensive job to repair. Okay. Make sure your household insurance is paid up too.
All right. Well, let's talk about other kind of pruning or trimming for shrubs.
Right.
Is this the time to start doing that?
We're at the wrong, really kind of at the wrong time for shrub pruning right now. You might be able to get past this a little bit on the evergreens, say like the Japanese yew and the juniper plants, and perhaps an occasional small pine, just light pruning to just hold it. The shrubs that bloom in spring, like the forsythia, the lilac, the azaleas, those have set up their flower blossoms already for next year. So if you do any significant and top pruning, like you go with the, I was watching a guy just using like a shears today, and he was just going across the top. He was cutting off all the flower buds for next year. So he's like, oh, it didn't flower. Well, you just cut them off here in the second week of August. Wrong time to prune. Flower buds have set up on these plants right now. And so if they're really spring flowering, you know, anywhere from the April through early June, those flower buds are already have been set and are sitting up there. So only very selective, maybe a branch is dead, diseased, or broken, that could come out. But really nothing else until past their bloom of next year.
I haven't had much problem with yellow jackets and wasps this year. Is it out there with a lot,
yeah,
or
yeah,
is it the weather related, or am I just not going to any good parties where there's a lot of sweet drinks that they seem to
they're out there.
Around?
I've been watching. They've been buzzing around me, I notice. The nests are starting to grow up. People will soon start finding them, with their lawnmower when they hit that, usually an area along, like maybe by a railroad tie for their landscaping. Or if they're running into a bald-faced hornet's nest, sometimes those are low in the bushes, and all of a sudden you're standing there and there's, you hear something buzzing, and you better just kind of quietly step back. Don't yell, don't scream, don't do it. Just move away. Right. And do not treat the nest during the daylight hours, because they will come after you. If you want to treat, one, you can call an exterminator, and they're properly dressed to do this. Two, you can treat, and most of the spray, wasp and hornet sprays will work, but do it at night and make it a two-person job, because somebody's going to have to hold a flashlight to see where that opening of the nest is, especially if it's a nest that's out and open that you can hit with that pressurized spray can. Follow the directions so you don't take the paint off the wall, and don't do the dumb thing of putting gasoline on it. That's a great way to set things on fire. Don't do that. I've heard people saying, oh, I'm going to do that. If there is a nest in the ground, and there are a number of yellow jackets that build nests in the ground, you'll see where they're going in. Again, just mark the area with a stick or something so you can find it at night. Come back and use the product 7. 7 being a product called Carbaryl or Permethrin. There's two different insecticides in these named products nowadays. But treat the opening hole in the ground at night. This would be after like 9 o'clock now at night, or very early in the morning when it's cool. Just dust around the edge, and they'll pick up enough, and the nest will be dead within the day.
So evening or night is because, I always thought it's because that's when they're all at home, right?
That's when they're all at home, and they're also less likely.
Okay, right.
They can't see.
The other ones are coming and going, and they get some of them, plus they're very active. So
there's only one hornet that can see at night, and it's called the European hornet. That can see. I mean, it's a big thing, about as big as the cicada killers.
Where is it located?
They build in nests in
trees. No, I mean,
trees.
Like, what, is it in the United States?
So it's up along the lake here.
Oh,
quite
wow,
common.
It's here. Okay.
Yes, it's quite, you'll see them once in a while. They're really large. They're about an inch and a half long. They have a 3/4-inch size stinger on them.
And they
will
see at night.
And they fly at night. So sometimes you hear something knocking on your window.
Oh, yes.
It's a European hornet knocking on your window.
Okay. Good idea maybe to start a clock. And I've been fixing some of my screens, by the way. So that's
good.
Another thing to keep out those insects that come knocking at some time. Vegetable garden. Can we still be planted? What are we harvesting? I don't want you to – my containers I've had issues. But anyway, go ahead. What are we at in this for
well,
normal gardeners?
Well, one, you should be harvesting
job?
Hopefully the zucchinis. They've gotten gigantic by now if you haven't. I've already gotten like about 40 zucchinis off from two plants.
Wow.
So I'm up there. But my zucchini plant is dying off. The squash vine borer got in it, so I will be out of zucchinis very quickly this week. Make sure your tomatoes, the tomatoes are just coming on now. Keep them harvested. And the reason for that is the fruit fly, the little tiny fly you see around like bananas. And you put your tomatoes all in one spot, and all of a sudden you got fruit flies all over the place. Keep any of them picked up, and if any of them are garbage, put them in the garbage and get rid of them. They'll be contaminated by the eggs of the little fruit fly. Other vegetables, broccoli is certainly coming on. The cabbage is ready. Really, all those things that you planted this spring are ready. To do a fall garden, now's the time again. You can still plant broccoli. You can still put in some cabbage. You could put in some lettuce. You could put in carrots yet. In fact, you probably do two or three sowings of carrots at the present time. You could put in some radishes. Wait here in August, and all those will be ready for you come late October, early November.
You have a line here that says, now is a good time to start a vegetable garden for next year. What are we doing now for that?
Well, now's the time, if you're thinking about having a garden out in the backyard where there might be grass, kill the grass. You say, well, how do I do that? Well, you can do it chemically if you want to with Roundup, but a lot of people don't want to use any herbicides. So if you have a tarp, or if you have some shingles, or if you have just plain old big pieces of cardboard, lay down on the grass to kill the grass, and that'll take about 2 weeks. It'll turn yellow and then brown.